This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The new requirements were created to raise $17 billion as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and were expanded to include spending by landlords in the Small Business Jobs Act. These provisions have been severely criticized by business groups as overly burdensome paperwork.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senator Baucus's bill did not provide any ideas on how to make up for the roughly $19 billion in revenue shortfall the provision is estimated to bring in over the next decade, while Senator Johanns would have required $39 billion in spending rescissions to more than offset the cost of repealing these provisions. The Senate rejected the Johanns Amendment to the Food Safety Bill by a vote of 61-35, which fell short of the required two-thirds vote. Senator Baucus' proposal was defeated 44-53. Several other attempts to repeal the provision have failed in both the House and the Senate.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senator Baucus and Senator Johanns both agreed to work together to try to find an agreement that could pass both the House and the Senate.